Okay, good morning, everyone. I have one point for you today from OHR. As you know, talks are starting shortly in Hutova Blato on police reform. It is important that today's talks among the leaders of the BH and entity institutions in Hutova Blato show progress. The public is right to demand progress on a reform that is central to BH's European future. The conditions for EU membership, as you know, are non-negotiable, and until Bosnia and Herzegovina's politicians are prepared to make reforms which meet these conditions, BH's path to Europe will remain blocked. BH's government leaders must face up to the tough decisions required to take this country forward. If Bosnia and Herzegovina misses the opportunity this year, it will likely enter into an election year without having reached an agreement on police reform, and so will not be in a position to meet those conditions required to open stability and association negotiations. The tough political decisions will then just get tougher, and Bosnia and Herzegovina would likely fall further and further behind its neighbours, some of whom are already reaping the benefits of investment, job creation, and the softening of visa requirements. The participants have much work ahead, but the OHR believes that agreement in certain specific areas, for example, on a transitional implementation timeline, the final location of the police administration authority and the SEPA headquarters, training centres and uniforms is within reach. OHR encourages the participants to continue negotiations as long as there is a possibility of agreement being reached on these and other areas. Let me just remind you that in Brussels on the 14th of June, the High Representative and the Council of Ministers Chair Terzic agreed with the European Commission's Commissioner for Expansion, Olli Rehn, on the joint ambition of bringing Bosnia and Herzegovina to a position where it can launch stabilisation and association negotiations in time for the 10th anniversary of Dayton. If the representatives of the institution succeed in agreeing a proposal, it will have to be endorsed by the entity parliaments by mid-September to meet that deadline. When a political agreement that meets all three EU principles is reached, both entity parliaments must endorse the agreement before the OHR can recommend to the European Commission that this last major condition for the completion of the feasibility study has been met. Thank you. That's all I have for you today.
Misija OSC u BiH ima jednu izjavu za danas. To je povodom trodnevnog seminara koji organiziramo za novinare. Misija OSC u Bosni i Hercegovini i fondacija Reuters iz Velike Britanije organiziraju trodnevni praktični seminar o novinarskom pisanju pod nazivom Profesionalno izvještavanje o obrazovanju. Seminar će biti održan u Mostaru u periodu od 24. do 26. augusta u OSC-ovom regionalnom centru Mostar. Predavanja će držati poznata dva dugogodišnja Reuterova novinara, Hugh Payne i Duncan Shields. Program će ponuditi jedinstvene prezentacije, razgovore i praktične vježbe pisanja o važnoj temi, kao što je obrazovanje i reforma, uključujući mogućnost posjete jednoj od etnički podijeljenih škola. Svakog dana seminara bit će vježba pisanja članaka, nakon koje će uslijediti detaljno analiziranje tih članaka. Reutersov moto jeste učenje kroz rad, te će sobe za održavanje seminara biti pretvorene u žive radionice, gdje učesnici mogu očekivati konstantno i dnevno izvještavanje i obavljanje pisanih zadataka. Učesnici kursa dolaze iz raznih krajeva Bosne i Hercegovine i svih medija. To je sve za danas. Hvala.
Good morning from the International Commission on Missing Persons. Next Tuesday, August 30th, the BIH Council of Ministers and the International Commission on Missing Persons will together launch the Missing Persons Institute of Bosnia-Herzegovina. The Missing Persons Institute, or MPI, will become the state-level BIH institution that will be responsible for addressing the missing persons issue in this country. The current Federation Commission for Tracing Missing Persons and the RS Office for Tracing Detained and Missing Persons will be merged into the MPI, which will take over the responsibilities, work, staff and budgets of the current entity bodies. Excuse me. This will mean that the investigations, exhumations and identifications of the thousands of missing persons in Bosnia-Herzegovina will be addressed at the state level. The MPI will search for missing citizens of Bosnia-Herzegovina, regardless of their ethnic, national or religious background. By creating a sustainable state-level structure, Bosnia-Herzegovina is taking an important step forward in addressing the issue of missing persons. The MPI will collect, process and organise information on missing persons, on individual and mass graves. It will establish a central and unique database on missing persons to keep records and notify families of the missing. This central database will help address the concerns of family members and their communities about the actual numbers of missing persons and where they went missing. The MPI will find and exhume graves, take part in the collection of surface remains, and participate in autopsies, anthropological examinations, and identifications. It will cooperate with the relevant authorities, including judicial bodies and other organizations, and the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia. It will also store remains until handover of the bodies to family members or burial, and it will provide support to families of the missing and their associations. In short, the Institute will have all the responsibilities currently held by the relevant entity bodies and more. The ICMP will assist in all aspects of the work of the MPI as it currently assists the two entity missing persons authorities. On a practical level, for example, we foresee that by the beginning of next year, exhumations that would have been the responsibility of the relevant entity bodies will start to be replaced by the Missing Persons Institute. The Missing Persons Institute was originally established in the year 2000 by the ICMP, and ICMP has worked over the years to help to build the political will amongst all sides and all stakeholders in the missing persons issue to create this state-level institution. Next Tuesday morning, there'll be a ceremony at the Joint Institutions Building, during which Minister of Human Rights Mirsad Kabo, on behalf of the Council of Ministers, and ICMP Chief of Staff Catherine Bomberger, will sign an agreement that will establish the Council of Ministers as a co-founder of the state-level Missing Persons Institute, along with ICMP. And there will be a media advisory nearer the time that will give details of the signing ceremony.
Good morning. U4 has no statement to issue this morning.
Good morning from NATO. We have no statement, but we'd be happy to entertain any questions. Thank you.
Okay, just before we go to questions, it falls to me to let you all know that Bridget Rose, EU4's chief PIO, is leaving us, sadly. Certainly, on behalf of all of us up here, Bridget, we will miss you. Bridget will be replaced by Lieutenant Colonel Tim Smith, who I understand will be available on all of Bridget's numbers. Okay, are there any questions at all? None? One?
Biharadi, Oleg, jedno pitanje. Visoko sudsko i tužilačko vijeće objavilo da je u zadnji mjesec dana ostavke podnijelo troje sudija i četiri tužioca. Ima li OHR neki komentar na to?
U svakom slučaju to bi bilo jedno pitanje za Visoko sudsko i tužilačko vijeće, koje je, kao što znate, neovisno tijelo od OHR-a i zaduženo za praćenje rad sudija i tužitelja.
Biden, Tom, there's been another report, this time on the internet, about alleged terrorist activities in Bosnia. Just for the record, can you tell us, do you have any information about Al-Qaeda or any other terrorist group, organization or individuals basically being active in Bosnia? Thank you.
That's a good question, and we obviously look at every report very seriously. As you know, that's one of our major tasks at NATO, terrorism activities. We have no more information about this particular episode.
Mirela Ćosić, BH Televizija. Jučer je objavljeno kako će se od početka iduće godine ugasiti OHE Tuzlanski ured visokog predstavnika, da će ljudi ostati bez posla. U kontekstu ove tranzicije, odnosno najavljene tranzicije, da li imamo možda još nekih podataka, da li će doći do ugašenja nekih drugih ureda i tako da?
Mislim, u ovom momentu to riječ je i dalje o planovima. Mislim, svakako međunarodna zajednica i posebno OHR, koja je jedna privremena institucija, mora planirati dalje kako Bosna i Hercegovina bude napredovala prema Evropskoj uniji, tako se i OHR mora postaviti u jednu poziciju gdje bude spremna za to. No, kao što sam rekao, u ovom momentu to su planovi. Visoki predstavnik je u ovoj sedmici na terenu u Bosni i Hercegovini, razgovara direktno sa ljudima na terenu i nakon toga, odnosno nakon odobrenja od Vijeća za implementaciju mira, jer ipak su oni ti koji će na kraju krajeva morati odobriti taj prijedlog, ćemo biti u poziciji da izađemo sa nekim konkretnim detaljima. U ovom momentu ne bih htio dalje o nekim konkretnim detaljima.
Perhaps I wasn't clear enough. Apart from this report, do you have any information about terrorist activities in Bosnia the last couple of years?
We have no further information, but I would like to say that it's interesting timing, because obviously the major focus for Bosnia now is police reform, and we don't want to do anything to derail from those talks. Thank you.
Hugh Griffiths, IWPR, Bjorn. A question for Dwight Mood. General Shook has been quoted in the local media over the last couple of days as being optimistic regarding the capture of Radovan Karadzic and General Mladic. Could you tell us anything more about where those comments come from, Dwight?
Well, it's been very evident that the international community has stepped up the pressure in the last year, and General Shook has stated repeatedly he's been very optimistic. If you look at the last couple weeks with the arrest in Argentina, with the arrest of Milan Lukic, we can see that the international community now is taking strides along with Serbia to arrest and detain major ICTY PIFWICs.
Ako je to, onda hvala.